Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we'll be talking to Valley Performing Arts about two plays, the one opening tonight and one opening in a month or so. And here to talk about the first play are Jason Bailey and Jamie O'Connor. And welcome.
Thanks for having us.
You're talking about Clue the Musical. And what part do you play, Jamie?
I play Miss Scarlet.
And tell me about Miss Scarlet.
She is a diva. I've got the red streak in my hair. She's got this gorgeous red dress that our costumer, Anne-Marie, made. She made all the costumes. They're wonderful. But Scarlet, she's trying to be really attractive and all of these things, but she's got this kind of hidden past where she's a little different than she is now, which is very interesting and fun to play.
And Jason, tell us about your character, Colonel Mustard.
Yes, I am Colonel Mustard, and I'm a very eccentric individual who, although I've got the title Colonel, I've never actually been in the military because of a disease that I have, which causes me to mistake humans for inanimate objects. So if I get nervous, I mistake people for cars and rakes and things like that. And so it makes things kind of interesting there on stage.
I bet. And this, of course, is Clue, the musical based on the popular board game we all grew up, turned into a play with music. How does that work on stage?
It's actually pretty creative. We all the cast come out and we introduce ourselves as we approach Body Manor, and then Mr. Body goes ahead and has three members of the audience come out, and they actually select the who, what, and where. And we as cast members have absolutely no idea what the outcome of the play is going to be when it starts out. We're actually playing the game. And Body has the hard part. He has to give us the cues so we know if we're the murderer and we can say certain lines in that case.
Fascinating. That sounds like fun.
I read in one of your promos here there are 215 possible endings for this show.
Actually, I think 216.
Oh, there's one more.
With the weapon, room, and murderer.
So, Jamie, as an actor, how do you handle it's almost like total improvisation or with lines that have been pre-written for different situations. Is that how it works?
No, it's not really improvisation so much as we have a plan, a contingency plan for each event, I guess. Like we did a preview for a class from Matsu College a few days ago, and I ended up being our first murderer, and it was a lot of fun. Being the murderer is probably the most fun.
It's fun sitting backstage and trying to figure out, okay, oh, that he just said that. Okay, so she's the killer. It had some interest to us, so it's not the same thing every night.
You have to have rehearsed, though, each contingency. That must have taken weeks.
Yeah, fortunately, the lines that we have to say if we are the killer are pretty short. There's like one monologue that we've got to learn and a few other interactions that we have to know. So it does make it a little bit easier for us, but it keeps you on your toes because you never know whether you're going to be the one that has to say those lines that day.
Mm. And this is Clue the Musical, so there are songs in the show. How do they fit in with this type of structure?
They really help us tell the story, and they add a lot of fun and a lot of movement to the story. We kind of bust into song at the really, you know, fun, murderous parts, and it's really kind of great. And we have a percussionist, a cellist, and a pianist over there helping us out, and they sound amazing.
This sounds like a lot of fun, but it also really hard on the actors, it seems to me.
It's been challenging.
Yes.
I won't lie. It has been a real challenge to get all of this to work right, but it's been great. It's well worth it.
Well, Jason, one thing I'm curious about is, does the audience actually know who, what, and where, or are they still trying to guess along with the actors?
It's just like the board game. They draw the cards. They don't see them. Mr. Body is the only one who actually knows the outcome of the play. And the house lights will come up so that people can mark down on their clue cards what the clues were and make their guess. And at the end, if they've actually guessed correctly and solved the murder, they might end up with a prize.
Well, let's talk a moment just about the scenery. I know VPA is known for doing some very elaborate scene work up there. Is there anything that connects this musical to, say, the board game? Is it like the board game, or how is the set set up?
Yeah, we actually have people who are rolling dice, and the rooms, the sets are set up on carousels. They rotate, so the rooms actually, you rotate through them. And it makes the murder scene really interesting because we keep moving from room to room as we're chasing Mr. Body around to kill him. And so those rooms are constantly spinning. It's interesting.
It sounds like it. Unfortunately, we have two plays to talk about from Valley Performing Arts, and we've run out of time for yours. So I want to thank you both for coming, Jamie O'Connor and Jason Bailey, to talk about opening tonight VPA's Clue the Musical.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, and now we're going to talk about another Valley Performing Arts production, which is coming up in April, The Sting. And here to talk about it, we have DJ Rotak and Suzanne Herman. And you, Mr. Rotak, play Johnny Hooker. And tell
yes,
me
ma'am.
What the role of the Hooker is.
Hooker, he's the lead, and he it's pretty close to the movie, if you've seen the movie The Sting. It was played by Robert Redford. He is just a young grifter that wants to learn the big con, and he has a friend that dies, and so he wants to con his murderer, basically, and he gets help from Paul Newman's character, who is played by Larry Botchin. And, he's just a young guy trying to con the big fish.
Interesting. And Suzanne, you are serving as kind of a, I wouldn't say a narrator, but you tell the story. How does that work?
It's 40 years in the future, and or the present, I guess. And I'm telling a reporter, Mrs. Hastings, basically the story of the biggest con ever pulled in Chicago. And so my character was not in the movie, but I'm setting it up and starting it out, and it's really interesting the way it's done. I'm off to the side, and as I'm telling the story, they come on stage, and then it goes.
Interesting, and this is, I guess, how they translate this from a very popular film onto the stage, which is always a challenge when you're taking something so popular from the world of film and taking it to the stage. And DJ, let me ask you, you said you played the part that Robert Redford played in the movie. How close are you and the actor playing the Paul Newman role? I hate to say that. Are you trying to be like those actors, or are you trying to create something entirely new?
It's funny because there's actually a part in the movie when Hooker gives a signal by touching his nose, and I have not watched the movie because I do not want to play it exactly like Robert Redford. And everybody's like, what? You don't know the signal? And I'm like, I have no idea. So I actually had to YouTube that one specific part. I didn't want to be Robert Redford. I wanted to be DJ Rotak. So, I don't know. Some people say they actually see some similarities, when I'm trying to be cool, but, 1960s cool, I think, is the time. I'm not sure.
Actually, it's set in the 30s,
okay,
gangster
well,
time. My character is in the 70s.
And that's interesting. I highly approve of someone playing a role that he hasn't ever seen on this stage or in film. I think, if that, obviously you can't always do that because you don't know when you see the movie that someday you might be playing the part, but good for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And this is a very popular film. I remember seeing it when it first came out, but for those people who have not seen it, we don't want to give away the incredibly surprising ending. But give us a bit, Suzanne, since you are the storyteller, give us a bit of the setup. DJ, you talked about it briefly, but what is this play about in the beginning? What's going on in the beginning of the play?
DJ's character, Hooker, is just a basic con, and something happens to one of his friends, so he wants to basically go for revenge against this person, and he gets together with Henry Gondorf, the Paul Newman character, and they set up, as I say, the greatest con ever pulled in Chicago. And it's very fast-paced, where they get quite a few people together and pull off a fake con on this person. And like you said, it has a very surprising ending. And it's very true to the movie. It follows the film very almost word for word on certain areas. You'll like it. It's going to be a fast-paced, fun play.
There's actually extra surprises in the play, though, that weren't in the movie.
So if you saw the movie and you come see the play, you'll still get some more surprises. Well, that's good.
That's good. That's excellent.
Yep. Right, because I remember when I saw the movie, even I was surprised after surprise after surprise. So this is great that there's new surprises in the play.
Yeah, that's important because I think otherwise people wouldn't want to come to see it particularly. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we're running out of time, and I have to thank you for coming, DJ Rotak and Suzanne Herman, to talk about The Sting coming to VPA in April.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Cyrano's, UAA, the Alaska Theater of Youth, and Out North are holding Anchorage's first 24-hour Bard-a-thon. It'll happen March 1st through the 2nd. Cyrano's will do two comedies under the direction of Elizabeth Ware. They are Midsummer Night's Dream and Much Ado About Nothing. If you want to be involved with the show, contact Liz as soon as possible at edgeware@gci.net. or Jessica Jacobs at aty@alaskatheaterofyouth.org for the histories, ghost stories, love, and romance. Or you can just show up to be cast on the spot.
At Mad Myrna's, you can see Sordid Lives by Del Shores. This play is suitable for adults only. Performances are Friday and Saturday nights at 7 through March 2nd. For tickets, call 276-4762.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River continues their dinner theater production of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged. It'll happen tonight and tomorrow at 6 p.m. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering The Wizard of Odds at Honk this weekend with performances tonight and tomorrow at 7 and tomorrow at 2 at the Sydney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Over at Cyrano's, they're producing Clybourne Park, which will run through March the 10th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
UAA Theater's presentation of Sense and Sensibility opens tonight and runs through March 10th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
And up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts is presenting Clue the Musical, opening tonight and running through March the 17th. Show times are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.